Today, unemployment signals more trouble ahead. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The ABS released their May 2018 employment data today. The Labour Force Statistics top line story looks pretty good, with an increase in the total number of jobs and a fall in the seasonally adjusted rate of employment from 5.6% last month to 5.4% in May. But in fact, we think this is another soft result, thanks to a slide in the number of hours worked, anemic and falling jobs growth, a further shift to part-time employment, and a rise in underemployment. The monthly trend unemployment rate remained steady at 5.5% in May. Actually, it fell just a tad from 5.48 to 5.46, but then who's counting, given the lack of precision in the data set? So let's agree with the ABS. Trend, no change. The trend participation rate decreased by less than 0.1% to 65.5% in May after the April figure was revised down. Over the past year, trend employment increased by 318,000 persons, or 2.6%, which was above the average year-on-year growth over the past 20 years, around 2%. In fact, it's the fall in the participation rate which explains the fall in the unemployment rate statistics. We're not seeing such strong growth in jobs as we saw a few months back, in fact. The underlying trend really shows that underemployment is still very high. The ABS said that over the year to May, the unemployment rate declined 0.2%, while the underemployment rate also fell by 0.2% over the year to 8.5%. The underemployment rate, which is the proportion of people who are working but would like more hours to work, remains below the peak of 8.7% in 2017. And the ABS said the latest data tells us that over the past year, both the trend unemployment rate and the underemployment rate declined by 0.2%, resulting in the underutilization rate declining 0.4% to 13.9%. But the troubling thing is that there continues to be a slide towards more part-time jobs, with trend employment increasing by around 16,000 persons in May, with part-time employment increasing by 12,000 persons and full-time employment by just 4,000 persons. This continued the recent slowing of employment growth. This is further evidence, as we discussed yesterday from our household survey results, that more and more people are in fractured or casual employment. We also discussed this in our earlier video, Employment Under the Hood, the Bedpan Economy. The net increase of 16,000 persons, comprised of well over 300,000 people entering employment and more than 300,000 people leaving employment in the month. And this was below the modest 19,000 increase expected by economists. The trend monthly hours worked increased by 2.8 million hours, or 0.2%, in May 2018, and by 2.7% over the past year. Over the past year, the states and territories with the strongest annual growth in trend employment were New South Wales at 3.6%, Queensland at 2.9%, and South Australia at 2.4%. In fact, New South Wales has led the growth in jobs, and we see that New South Wales has an employment rate of 4.9% in trend terms, just higher than the ACT at 3.7% and the Northern Territory at 4%. Victoria is sitting at 5.1%, South Australia at 5.7%, and Queensland plus Tasmania and Western Australia are all well above 6%. The longer term trends are also worth looking at, with Western Australia at the top of the list, with the highest rate and trending higher, with Victoria and New South Wales in the middle of the pack, and the ACT and the Northern Territories at the lower rates of unemployment. Also note the higher figures among younger Australians and those between 15 and 24, sitting at 13% for males and 11% for females. We consider this a terrible waste of valuable human talent, but no one seems to care much about it. So, all this suggests that there is no reason to expect the unemployment rate to fall toward the magic 5% where the RBA says that wages should start to rise. We think, if anything, unemployment may rise in the months ahead as job growth slows further. As you know, we question the basis of the official unemployment calculations, as even working for an hour or two takes people out of the count. The Roy Morgan alternative basis of calculation shows a much higher and rising rate. This chart from Macquarie shows that there is a lagged relationship between the official figures and the Roy Morgan trends. And if this is true, then the unemployment rate is set to rise for the next few months. Overall, even if the pace of job creation picks up again in the coming months, the excess slack and other structural forces are likely to prevent wage growth from increasing much above its current rate of around 2% this year. And this will continue to weigh on household spending and home prices and hamper any recovery. This probably puts an RBA-inspired rate hike further down the track, but the US rate hike overnight means that there will be more pressure on international capital markets. The bond market moved higher. Specifically, a few of the Fed members who'd been holding out for slightly lower rates in 2018 moved their forecasts up enough to increase the odds of a fourth rate hike by December. This was already a strong possibility, but before today, those in the three-hike camp had a stronger case. The Fed said that in May, the labour market has continued to strengthen and that economic activity has been rising at a solid rate. Job gains have been strong, on average, in recent months, and the unemployment rate has declined. In fact, the May 2018 figure has a 3 in front of it, a significantly lower number than our own, even allowing for a different basis of calculation. The Fed says recent data suggests that growth of housing spending has picked up, while business fixed investment has continued to grow strongly. On a 12-month basis, both overall inflation and inflation for items other than food and energy have moved close to 2%. Indicators of longer-term inflation expectations are little changed on balance. In view of realised and expected labour market conditions and inflation, the committee decided to raise the target rate for the federal funds to 1.75 to 2%. The stance of monetary policy remains accommodative, thereby supporting strong labour market conditions and a sustained return to 2% inflation. But the kicker is probably another two hikes later in the year. US mortgage rates were higher again. So watch for higher BBSW rates, which will be a harbinger of higher mortgage rates in Australia, despite the Reserve Bank and higher unemployment in the local market. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or question. If you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.